the fact that the elephant's behavior had changed substantially in the process of miniaturization. The little creature might look like an elephant, but he acted like a vicious rodent, quick-moving and mean-tempered. Hammond discouraged people from petting the elephant to avoid nipped fingers. And although Hammond spoke confidently of $7 billion in annual revenues by 1993, his project was intensely speculative. Hammond had vision and enthusiasm, but there was no certainty that his plan would work at all, particularly since Norman Atherton, the brains behind the project, had terminal cancer, which was a final point Hammond neglected to mention. Even so, with Gennaro's help, Hammond got his money. Between September of 1983 and November of 1985, John Alfred Hammond and his pachyderm portfolio raised $870 million in venture capital to finance his proposed corporation, International Genetic Technologies Incorporated. And they could have raised more, except Hammond insisted on absolute secrecy, and he offered no return on capital for at least 5 years. That scared a lot of investors off. In the end, they'd had to take mostly Japanese consortia. The Japanese were the only investors who had the patience. Sitting in the leather chair of the jet, Gennaro thought about how evasive Hammond was. The old man was now ignoring the fact that Gennaro's law firm had forced this trip on him. Instead, Hammond behaved as if they were engaged in a purely social outing. "It's too bad you didn't bring your family with you, Donald," he said. Gennaro shrugged. "It's my daughter's birthday. 20 kids already scheduled. The cake and the clown, you know how it is." "Oh, I understand," Hammond said. "Kids set their hearts on things." "Anyway, is the park ready for visitors?" Gennaro asked.
"Well, not officially," Hammond said. "But the hotel is built, so there is a place to stay."
"And the animals?"
"Of course, the animals are all there, all in their spaces."
Gennaro said, "I remember in the original proposal you were hoping for a total of 12...
"Oh, we're far beyond that. We have 238 animals, Donald."
"238?" The old man giggled, pleased at Gennaro's reaction.
"You can't imagine it. We have herds of them."
238? How many species?
15 different species, Donald.
"That's incredible," Gennaro said. "That's fantastic. And what about all the other things you wanted, the facilities, the computers?"
All of it," Hammond said. "Everything on that island is state of the art. You'll see for yourself, Donald, it's perfectly wonderful. That's why this concern is so misplaced. There's absolutely no problem with the island."
Gennaro said, "Then there should be absolutely no problem with an inspection."
"And there isn't," Hammond said, "but it slows things down. Everything has to stop for the official visit. You've had delays anyway. You've postponed the opening."
"Oh, that." Hammond tugged at the red silk handkerchief in the breast pocket of his sport coat.
"It was bound to happen. Bound to happen."
"Why?" Gennaro asked.
"Well, Donald," Hammond said, "to explain that, you have to go back to the initial concept of the resort. The concept of the most advanced amusement park in the world, combining the latest electronic and biological technologies. I'm not talking about rides. Everybody has rides. Coney Island has rides. And these days, everybody has animatronic environments. The haunted house, the pirate den, the Wild West, the earthquake.